In the year 1831, biologist Charles Darwin began a fateful journey on the HMS Beagle. On that journey, Darwin formulated the controversial theory of evolution, which has impacted society down to this day.
Our goal is to punch holes in that theory, so we'd like to welcome you to
Sink the Beagle.
Fire one, Captain!
John, you are improving. That was a good shot, and down goes the Beagle.
Glub, glub, glub. Hi, I'm John Krolinski.
Hi, I'm Stan Hudson. We want to welcome you to another episode of
Sink the Beagle, where we take lighthearted looks at the serious issues of evolution and creation. Lighthearted because
we're lightheaded.
That's the only way we know how to do it,
that
folks.
That is it. That
and
is
we hope
it.
We hope that you will not be too offended by our sometimes humorous puns, but
we think we can say things with humor and maybe get away with a little more. But anyway, we're going to talk today about a very serious subject, John, because like all good tourists, as we are a little bit right now at this time of year, we've done a bit of a side trip over here to Tennessee after convention we went to, and we're recording here today not far away from a site we wanted to see.
And that is Dayton, Tennessee.
Dayton, Tennessee, high on the list of all tourists traveling to this neck of the woods.
They want to, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
No, well, Dayton got on the map. Dayton was put on the map because of evolution and creation.
Well, that's probably why we went there. And what did we go see today?
We saw the courthouse and where they had the famous Scopes monkey trial of 1925.
Scopes, a school teacher, was brought to trial for daring to teach evolution. It was breaking a law at the time. And it became the trial of the century.
And it still impacts our world today.
It is very much affecting this whole subject, creationism, evolutionism, in America.
In America. And what we'd like to do today, and probably the next time we're together on Sink the Beagle, is to look more closely at this trial and give you some behind-the-scenes information that a lot of people that are familiar with the story may not have heard.
Mm-hmm.
And those who've watched the movie Inherit the Wind, which we will talk about later on, will understand what we're talking about. But actually, back in 1977, the National Park Service designated this courthouse over there in, it was at Rhea County. In Tennessee here, eastern Tennessee, as a National Historic Landmark. And in 1979, a $1 million restoration project was begun and completed of that 99-year-old structure. And it was it's a lovely old building. We went to see it, and it had it's all set up like it was back in those days, pretty much as much as they could restore it to its original form.
Well, there's displays in the basement, you know, pictures and artifacts and monkey dolls that you could buy on the street at the time this was going on, and a lot of interesting things. But upstairs in the courtyard itself is the courtroom, fully restored and in roughly the same condition it was in 1925 when this all took place.
It's quite fascinating. But even more fascinating, though, which has happened since that restoration, has been the long overdue, what we would call, rest of the story. The real story behind the trial, which does not appear in many of the histories or the more popularized versions in play form, in playwright form, or in movie form of this trial.
Like you referenced a little earlier, John, the format that people kind of think of when they think of the Scopes monkey trial is they think of the movie Inherit the Wind with Spencer Tracy.
As the dashing Clarence Darrow.
Well, yes, and to try to put down the William Jennings Bryan prosecutor that was the creationist, and the one that was made to look bad in the movie.
Made
and
to look like a monkey.
Made to look very bad and very backward and very uninformed and so on. And the movie set back probably creationism in the mind of maybe millions of Americans a long distance.
Well, actually, I think we should just start diving into some of the pre-trial, how this trial ever come to be in the first place. And when you really go back into the history of it, the reason for the trial was basically, there's multiple factors involved.